The Power FM Brekkie Show.
The progress of technology, Jules, it costs us a ton of money, doesn't it?
I guess so, yeah.
Like you have your phone, you've got your old Nokia, blah, 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 and then...
You upgrade to something else and you need different cords.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Like the iPhone, they're famous for it.
Of course they are.
And you think we would learn our lesson after a while. Remember we bought massive VHS collections back in the day of all our favourite films, Titanic, I think I had A Bug's Life on VHS.
I got Beauty and the Beast.
Of course you do.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, DVD comes out, which is wonderful. We loved DVD when it first arrived. But what we didn't really realise initially is that all our VHS tapes would become useless.
Of course. They're redundant. What are you going to use them for? I don't even know anyone that owns an actual VCR player anymore.
Oh, no, neither do I.
If you do, give us a call. That'd be great.
Yeah.
And do you still use it?
5333 1031 if you are still using, if you're still watching videotapes at home. But... DVDs came out and we did the same thing. We bought all our favourite shows. It's like we didn't anticipate that this would happen again. And sure enough, Blu-ray kind of tried to steal the DVD thunder, but Blu-ray's been pushed aside and online streaming is really what's taken over, hasn't it?
Yeah, we have this, a trapdoor in our house. Basically, it's a little seated area and you lift the door up and it's just filled with all of our DVDs. I can guarantee you that has not been touched in about 2 years since we got Netflix.
Yeah. Can you, if you've got a show on DVD and you find it on Netflix, you just watch it on Netflix, don't you?
I've got the whole collection, like DVD collection of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Back catalogue, entire thing. Do you think I've been watching it on there? I've got Stan.
Yeah.
Every episode I could ever want.
It's so much easier. You don't have to shuffle
through
some
DVDs.
It's
making us lazy, that's for sure.
Oh, absolutely. What's your DVD player doing? Do you even know if it works these days?
I think we threw it out. We've been playing it off the PlayStation if we've ever needed to use it.
Well, that's the worry. You've spent all this money on all these DVDs, which if, like the VHS player, you can no longer buy a DVD player, you're going to be stuffed down the track. If something's not available online and you want to watch one of your old classics, you're not going to be able to, which is why I'm so excited about this new company, tech company which has found a solution. They're called Vudu, and basically it's an app you can get on your phone.
Yep.
They're still unveiling it, so still preliminary stages, but you can scan the barcode of a DVD you've purchased and they'll make it available online for you.
Oh, I love that.
So any
so
DVD
it's
in
like
your collection.
Your collection. So if you've got some niche DVDs, maybe like I do, Baywatch, which are not available on Netflix or Stan yet.
Yeah.
I can still watch them online and not even have to get the DVD player out.
That is...
Blow the dust off it.
Yeah, that's the anticipation. So it's still preliminary stages, so it's classics at the moment. So unfortunately, classics. Baywatch probably didn't make the list.
Saying about David Hasselhoff.
So movies like Top Gun and Jurassic Park, they would all be on there.
Right.
But how brilliant is this? It means you can just go through, scan all your old DVDs, and then they just exist and you watch them like you would watch on Netflix. You just stream it live. It means it's not taking up space in your house. It means... Everywhere you go, it's always going to be there available for you.
I love that. So you can just log into your own account or something.
Yeah, pretty much. That's exactly what it is. Online library.
So perfect.
I love it.
Taking laziness to a new level.
Yes. Finally, they can let DVD players die now, in my opinion. No longer need you.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.